In this leader feeder, we're going to look at how to avoid communication confusion. As leaders, we have a tendency to use vague words that can be misinterpreted. Some of those words include things like saying, "That employee is always late," or "Sometimes the machine is down," or "We almost never have an issue with that supplier." When you use words like that, they mean different things to different people. So if I assume that always means 100% of the time, you might mean always in an exaggerated way, when really the employee's only been late twice in the last 2 weeks. So as a leader, when you use those exaggerated or inaccurate terms, it can actually be inflammatory, especially if you were trying to fix the problem with the employee. It's way better, for example, instead of telling somebody, "You're always taking long breaks," it would be better to say, "Hey, today I noticed that you extended your break by 3 or 4 minutes longer than it was supposed to. I need you to come back from break on time." It's less inflammatory to the employee and will probably get you to correct the behavior more consistently going forward. In the same way, when we use terms such as soon as possible, or "I'll get back to you," there can be significant deviation from the expectations when one person interprets it to mean "do it next," while the other person thinks it's more open-ended, like "sometime today" or "sometime in the future." You as a leader need to be more precise when describing what you need and when you need it. That way you won't be accidentally disappointed because the person you are talking to makes a different assumption than what you had intended. Also, because others will be vague with you, it's a good idea to seek clarification to ensure you understand the sense of urgency that they expect from you. By being better at communicating consistently and being more accurate in your communication, you as a leader can be more effective overall. After all, most of your people want to help you succeed and meet your expectations. Now, once you've mastered this skill, you may want to develop some of your other leadership approaches. And so I wanted to remind you that if you visit our website, you can get a copy of What Great Supervisors Know. You'll get that by visiting uniquedevelopment.com. And if you think it's a valuable resource, you might even consider purchasing multiple copies for people at your site. Now remember that we do on-site training, we do public workshops, and we also have online tools that can help your team with its leadership development. You can start the conversation with us by visiting our website at uniquedevelopment.com or connect with us on social media, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, or on Facebook. You can search us out at Frontline Leader.